Welcome to the podcast, No Code Talks with Creatio. I'm your host, Andy Zambito, Chief Sales Officer Americas at Creatio. And today we will talk about realities and trends in the pharmaceutical industry. I'm very pleased to introduce our two special guests, Sebastian Forget, President and Owner at Solutions Metrics, and Jason Miller, Senior Pre-Sales Director Americas at Creatio, who will be discussing how no-code technology is transforming how the pharmaceutical industry does business.
My name is Jason Miller. I'm head of the pre-sales for the Americas for Creatio.
And I'm Sebastian Forget. I'm the founder of a company called Solution Metrics, who operates in the pharma industry.
So let's kick off this first topic, and we're going to talk about how we're interacting with physicians. And I think the pandemic was a great example of how we're changing or why we're changing our interactions with our healthcare providers. If you think about it, in 2021, about 70% of healthcare providers are now digital native. They're not expecting to see patients directly in front of them. We're interacting via telemedicine. We're interacting via phone call, maybe Skype, maybe a variety of other tools. There's a lot of native tools within the medical field that are helping enable this. But it's amazing to see the growth. In 2020, again, during the height of the pandemic, telemedicine grew at almost 92%. That's an amazing transformation. But Seb, given that change in how doctors are interacting with their patients, how does this play here? How does understanding the customer play, especially if we get into customer relation management?
And Jason, I think you were absolutely on the nail. That's what the stat says and the trends are, is the way first the pandemic was an acceleration in a lot of digitalization and the way, and I think it uncover and fast forward us in like 5-10 years in the way we communicate, especially in the pharma industry with our healthcare professional. And if we talk with the physician more specifically, if we're looking at also what's happening on the telemedicine, what's happening, the new generation is more digital savvy. So what happened is it changed the behavior in the way they want to interact with us as people who want to engage with them, the way they interact with sales rep as well. So in the pharma industry, we want to always do, you know, visit our HCP and our physician. So it changed, it transformed. So I was looking at another stat. So before the pandemic, it was a split of, so depend by country, by region, but to, let's say, about 30% were digital interactions, so Zoom's another way to engage, and 70% was face-to-face. Now it's reversed. So it's 70% digital engagement, 30% face-to-face. And as well, the digital conversation, so the last bullet has changed as well, is the way they engage as well as the expectation has changed. So before it was a good old meeting between two, you know, again, we don't want to put away the human relationship here, but there's expectation. So like in any industry, I think we became more and more cognizant of the time we're investing with people. So we really want to get, you know, a maximum out of it. So the expectation has changed. They want to be more, bring me the value, bring value for me, bring value for my patient. So which I think the digital world allows to do better. We're seeing things like portal, for example, for healthcare professionals. So the pharma, they do have a portal where physician and other healthcare professional can go log in, you know, even interact digitally, have some information they need. Even we're going to talk today about some clinical studies that I've been doing together between the pharma, sometimes the physician in the hospital or they're working with or the different healthcare organization, but definitely has something in transformation regarding the way we interact. And as the pandemic brought that as well, it's, and we're working with a lot of our customer in a remote way, and it's way more acceptable than it was before. So it is for telemedicine to engage with your doctor as a patient. So it is for pharma people to engage with the healthcare professional as well. So that the pandemic brought this transformation. And that's what we're seeing. And that's, and also a mind, you know, the switch of mindset. And some, we're seeing some, for example, in the pharma, some sales rep do have some challenges to adapt to that. But the good news, the technology is there. is, and it's almost there for sure. It needs some transformation, but and once you've done it, you know, the change is very well absorbed.
Seb, I think you brought up an interesting point that I think I want to emphasize is just because the way we're interacting with doctors has changed, consumers and patients still want to have that relationship, right? So it's important. It's very easy for a doctor to sit behind a screen and lose that patient-doctor relationship, right? But they need to make sure that they understand who they are, right? Whether that's through easy of communication, having good notes, having an understanding of everything that's going on with that doctor. I mean, I went to a doctor's visit recently and you know, had recently got on some new meds and it was, you know, doctor was tracking me when I wasn't even aware of how wearable technology, right? So the ability to get that type of information consumed and available to the doctor as well, I think that's an important thing that can be aided and gone even further for driving that relationship closer because the doctor has more information available. So,
absolutely. All
right, so let's talk about, go ahead, Seb.
No, I think you're right on the way. So especially the new generation of physician, they're more native with technology. For the what it means for pharma is it also reciprocate in this industry and the way they engage with the pharma people as well. So we just need to leverage those tools. That's as a conclusion for last slide.
Yeah, absolutely. And this kind of leads into the next conversation because this is true for doctors, it's true for pharma, it's true for pharma sales reps. The on-demand interactions, it's becoming not just that's a nice to have. It's becoming the norm. It's becoming the expected, right? So McKinsey recently did a study that said, hey, pharma lags all other major industries except for public sector and digital maturity. Now, we all know government works slow, but what they were saying is that pharma is not far behind, right? And there is a significant variance within the industry as more advanced companies have taken the lead in digital, you know, in search of greater leverage. So what they're saying is that the leaders are here and the people who have not adopted technology are not even here. They're like off the chart low. So there's this huge gap within the industry, you know, and part of their summary of that whole thing was, you know, there needs to be a closure of that gap. And they talked a little bit about how that gap can be closed. And Seb, as we kind of dig into this topic a little bit, right, understanding how to close that gap, understanding the things that are needed for those pharmaceutical companies to close that gap. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Absolutely. So a couple of things. So I think the lag in the pharma industry that McKinsey is bringing forward is, I think that for sure there's lots of regulation in the pharma industry as well. So and there's some technology inhibitors that prevents to tackle big project. And so today we're going to talk about, you know, the low code and the new approaches to technology to close that gap. But more precisely, so we said that there's new working style due to digitalization and the digital transformation that the company are going through were painful. What we're seeing with the latest technology and the approaches like no code or low code is they are able to close faster that gap because in technology, the good thing about waiting is when you onboard, the technology has advanced a lot. So that's the fast forward track that the pharma is getting to right now. So they're leveraging the new way of working and digitalization. Also, we spoke about it, but the on-demand interaction are replacing the scheduled meeting where I'm going to see this doctor every 2 weeks, blah, blah, blah. So those has been replacing, and not only through Zoom meeting or Teams or whatever, it's been replaced by a customer journey. So the patient, as the doctor asks for the patient, the pharma are doing the HCP and the healthcare professional journey. So and we're going to talk a little later about the different personas we're interacting with, but they want their journey with the pharma to be successful. So that's, and as they try to close the gap, leveraging those tools help them a lot. And as well, doctors are more than ever, but they've always been close to their patient and their time is being, you know, they've been really solicited in the past 2 years. So they're the mindset of being really efficient. So they don't want to quote unquote not lose, but that invest too much time with the pharma reps and the pharma people. So they really want their interaction to be maximized. So as they're focusing more on the patient. So the pharma now with technology, they're not only capturing, for example, the prescription that this physician is doing for my pills and my competitors, but they're also working with the physician to track their customer success, their patient success and their patient results, and doing some clinical studies. And so they're really working as a value added, not necessarily as here's the different molecules that I can procure you. So it changed from a supplier type of relationship to really a partnership.
I think Seb, you hit on a couple of interesting points there, and it's going to lead us into this next topic, which is how does the relationship between the healthcare providers and big pharma changing? Well, you mentioned it, right? They don't necessarily want to spend their time traveling to events. They don't necessarily want to spend their time, you know, interacting with the reps, right? They want to focus on that patient care. So what impact has that had? Well, 96% of healthcare providers have said that they'd benefit from doing more virtual events, right? They don't want to lose that time in travel. They don't want to lose that time where they can't be with their patients, whereas they can sit down at their computer from anywhere and be able to attend these shows virtually. And what does that mean? It means that they want to see more virtual events. They still want the physical events as well, but ultimately they look at it as a cost benefit, right? If the cost of attending an in-person event is 3.5 times the cost of a virtual event, I think that big pharma is starting to understand that not only because of the way the pandemic has changed the world, but just the way that doctors and healthcare providers are operating has changed as well. So given that, Seb, what is your take on how this relationship between healthcare providers, pharma, is changing, and how can the use of technology help enable that change?
I think we carried over the message that, you know, all the healthcare professionals, the physician, they want to interact digitally more and more. So that's, and there's benefit both for the patient, the healthcare professional, the pharma, the rep. So it's a win-win-win-win-win situation. And we're going to talk a little later about, you know, the technology we can use in order to achieve so that it's not a big 2-year project and we're actually evolving that. But all to say that technology also bring new ways and new approaches that were not possible before. So first, you need really a 360 degree profile of your healthcare professional. So for years, pharma, they've been gathered information from different sources. So we, you know, and we're doing it all the time. We said it earlier. So we, you know, you sell or you distribute to McKesson and AmerisourceBergen and Cardinal Health. And, you know, you track at the pharmacy level, you track at the hospital level, at the healthcare professional level. You know, there's multiple ways of gathering the information. Some also purchase the Nielsen data to cross, you know, the market. And so there's lots of data that needs to be brought in. But once you have it, now you can add a layer of the digital engagement with your healthcare professional. So what's been traditionally done from bringing the information, the prescription information, and the market data, and the distribution at that very localized level, and the FSM management level, and the FSA, and bringing that with your digital engagement, this is where you can cross information and make really good insight for the pharma to who they can provide help with. So, and this is where the technology will help you. And this is where, as well, you know, on the sales side, you can link some performance data and correlate lots of things in the platforms today. Platform like Creatio, for example, can do that for you. So it's not, you know, an Excel spreadsheet go back and forth. The technology is there to support the healthcare professional digital engagement, for sure the physical engagement as well, when I'm doing a visit like we're used to do for the past 15 years. But now we have both the digital engagement, both the, let's say, the traditional profile of the HCP. So in order to provide really highly personalized healthcare professional experience, when we say about journey, when we say about providing value, this is where, and building the 360 degree profile of your healthcare professional and your customer, this is where it's really, really interesting. This is where everything paid off. We're also in a world where there's a lack of workers, right? So it is in the pharma. So you need